All right, Shavuot Tov. We're beginning Hilchos Maaser today. I'd like to do both Perek Aleph and Perek Beis. Obviously, it's self-explanatory. These are all the halachos that apply to separating out Maaser, which goes to Levi. But as you'll see, there's actually significant differences between the halachos of separating out Truma and those of Maaser. So the Rambam says in the Koseres, Mitzvahs Achas, there's one mitzvah, Behu Lahafrish Maaser Rishon B'chol Shana V'Shana. Mishnah says Riyav Litna Levim. So the mitzvah is very simple, to separate Maaser Rishon every year. From the time that the years where the crops are actually planted and give it to Levim, Levir mitzvah zub prakamelo. And we're going to see the explanation of the mitzvah in these various chapters. Okay. The Rambam lays out all the major principles of Maaser in the first parak, parak aleph, alach aleph. Achash and mafrish and shumakadola. After we separate out shumakadola, mafrish echad me'asara me'nishar. So we have to separate out 1/10 of the remainder. Vizeo nirko Maaser Rishon. This is called Maaser Rishon. Vonemar ki es masar b'nei soa sher nul Hashem. But Maaser Hazel Levim Zecharim Unikevo. So this Maaser goes to Levim, whether they're male or female. Shnemar v'nei Levi, and yasat yinei nasati kol maaser v'yisula nachala. Good. Halacha based. Maaser Rishon. Now this is where things get a little bit different. Maaser Rishon Mutar ba'achil liYisrael Mutar lochal b'tumah shemel kedusha klal. So whereas Truma actually has a status of being concentrated for the, so to speak, mikdash wise, the same doesn't apply to Maaser. So Maaser, technically speaking, a Yisrael can eat it, and it can be eaten while you're in Tumah. What it called? V'chol makom, shenemar, maisros, kodesh, opadiya, in ela maisa sheni. So every time we see the word kodesh, or hekdesh, or redemption applied to Maaser, it's referring to Maaser sheni. That's separate from Maaser rishon. V'nayin shem Maaser rishon chulin. How do we know this? How do we know that Maaser rishon is not kodesh? Shenemar, v'nechshav lechem shmasfem, k'dadam v'negorin, v'cham liyam v'neyakev. Ma gorn v'yakev, right? Chul l'chol davar. So just like these grains and storage piles and silos are considered chulin in every area, av Maaser Rishon should let the truma chul l'chol davar. So too Maaser Rishon, once you take out the truma, is considered chulin in every way. The bikach bas Levi shenishbe. So this is what's different than the case of a bas kohen, the daughter of a Levi who gets captured or shenibla b'leznos, or let's say she engages in a prohibited sexual relationship, no sol Maaser v'chelas. You can give her Maaser. She can eat from it. But let's say someone hears a report that her husband died, or hey law eight echad, or let's say one witness comes along and testifies that was the case, the nises, and then let's say afterwards the husband shows up, the chacham stepped in and said it's prohibited for her to partake in the meiser as a knas, as a penalty. But overall, as we see intrinsically, it'd be permitted for her to partake. So when it comes to Levim and Kohanim, they should separate Maaser Rishon. In order for them to separate Trumas Maaser, Kohanim can separate other types of what they call of Trumas and Maaser for themselves. Ulefisha Kohanim no leminakol, and since Kohanim take from all types of Matnos Kohanim, of Matnos Kohanim, all the presence of Kohanim, Yochol Yochlu Peirosan bit Tevlon, right? So they're able to actually eat Peiros from the state of Tevel. Tamalomar Kain Tarimu Gamatem. Right, so it includes them. Atem, who are you? Elo alavim, gam atem. The rabbi says kohanim. So atem includes levim. The word gam and then atem means kohanim are included in this thing as well. Alach adal, emosin a meiser miyad kohanim. So we don't forcibly take meiser from kohanim. Shneimar kiskul beis ben Israel. Then we call matnos kahuna. Also, when it comes to the regular matnos kahuna, emosin osam mikol nakohen. We don't, so to speak, take it from one coin to give to another. The Ezra, an interesting historical idea, story. Ezra Kanas as Levim is Mano, right? So Ezra created a penalty, a Knas, for the Levim in his time, right? Shalo Yitnu Lahem Maaser Rishon, right? That no Maaser Rishon was allowed to be given to the Levim. Ella Yitnam Le Kohanim, rather, it was given to the Kohanim, Lefi Shalo Alu Imo Lushalayim, because the Levim did not go with Ezra up to Yushalayim. So he punished them by saying that Maaser Rishon was no longer to be given to Levim. Halacha Hey, Ha'ochel Pirosov, Tvelin. Let's say someone eats the fruit that are tevo, v'chein levi sh'achal meiser b'tivlo, and also levi that eats meiser when it's still tevo, afi shein chayav and misa l'shamayim, even though technically speaking, they're liable for death from God, divine death, emos shaman matanos habalein. Nonetheless, they don't have to pay back or reimburse the matanos kunda to the owner. Shnei marsha yimu l'ashem, ein l'chaben klum, atrim mosan. This is different than truma. V'chutz la'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, mutal adam lios okal v'holach t'chiva. So it's permitted for a person to continue eating this, and then afterwards separate out the trumas and maisros. And again, that's because, and outside of Eretz Yisrael, this is all considered to be derabanan. So we saw halacha vav. We're going to a little reminder. We saw this idea of being mafresh truma on truma from one makom to another makom. What about the Meiser? Alachavav, Ma'asrin, Makom Zal, Makom Acher. So I can separate Meiser from one place on another place. And also, what do you call it? They don't have to be all gathered together in one place. But I can't do Meiser from one type of species on another. And I can't do it from those Trachayv and Pater and vice versa. And these are cases that if a person did do Meiser in these situations, it's not considered the halachic act of Meiser. So every time you say by chuma that I can't do chuma one from the other, one on the other, the same applies to Meiser. Every situation where we said that if I did separate chuma in such a way, meaning in a way that's not ideal, but halacha says it's still good chuma, kacha Meiser, emifrish Meiser, so Meiser. So the same halacha applies to Meiser as well. The kol shu patim in chuma, patim in Meiser. Anything that's not required in chuma is not required in Meiser. The Chol Torah and Meiser, anytime I do anything that's subject to Truma, subject to Meiser. Kol Shen Rabbehen Lo Yisromo, Vim Tarmu Trumas and Truma, Kachim Isru, Masha Seyem Meiser, same idea. Anytime we say, don't separate this for Truma, and if you did it, it's still Truma, same applies to Meiser. The Chol Shein Truma, so Truma, Kachim Masha Seyem Meiser. And so too, anything that Truma, that if I separate out for Truma, is not considered Truma, the same applies to Meiser as well. Lachachas, Ha'omer L'chavero, Harini Ma'aser Al Yadecha. Right, let's say a person tells his friend, I'm going to do Meiser through you, through your shlichus, so to speak. So he doesn't have to stand with him to see if he actually does the Meiser or not. But if he says to his friend, do Meiser using me as, so to speak, your shliach, then he has to stand with him. Halachates, we saw this already in Truma, Hachruven, right? Caribs, they're only chai midrabban on a Meiser. Because most people don't eat carobs. Vashkidim hamarim, you have these bitter almonds, be megillah, be mektanan, whether they're big or small, paturim l'pishenu ochol. They're pater because they're not considered food. Halacha yod, ilan should not do besoch habayis. So if I plant a tree inside a house, pater b'maisro, it's pater b'maisro, shenema, aser t'rashas, kol tfuas, zarecha, hayot z'asada. Right, that applies to things in the field. Virally, the Rambam surmises, chayev b'maisro b'divrayim, you're still chayev in maisro b'divrabanan, because see, the lach is that I have to do Meiser on a fig tree that's standing in the chatzar if I harvested all the te'enim together. So of onions, which let's say they are stored inside a house and they end up growing roots right next to each other, even if they, what do you call it, grew roots in, like, let's say the dirt area of the attic, they're pater from Meiser. Nafalem apolis, let's say a landslide falls upon them, very in Megulin, and they're uncovered. Hare elu kinitun besada, then they're considered like they are planted in the field. The chayav in Meisers, and they're chayav in Meiser. Halacha yudbeis. Okay, meshamer sadeh me'anava. Let's say someone is protecting his field because there's grapes in there. Uba acher ve'asav esata'inim hanisharos ve'osasada. Someone else comes along and collects the remaining figs of that field. He's protecting his field from, let's say, because of the zucchini and squash that are in them. Someone else comes along, this other guy comes along and collects the grapes that are left over in the field. Okay. In either case, as long as the owner of the field is makbid on those things, they are usher because of gezel. And since he took them, that's a great zechiyah of Meiser and Truma. Aim balabayas makbid alayim, but let's say the owner is not makbid on them, mutar mishum gezel, right? So they are mutter because, he was able to take them, but because he was able to, mutar min a meiser. In such a case, he's pater from meiser. Lachir gimel, aim asrin elamina mufkar. So you only take meiser from the choicest produce, shenemar, reim chemes, chabo, menu, v'nech shavachim, kvaz koran, kvaz yakib. Keshem shem meiser, shemafri shalim, min a chelev shabo, kach meiser, shemashiv yisrael, min a goren, min yakib, min a chelev shabo, right? So basically, the idea is that just like the Levium must separate out their choicest, so to speak, portions, so too the Yisrael must do the same thing when he does Meiser. Now, you don't estimate Meiser. Rather, you have to measure it out. You have to know exactly how much you're taking out. It's a tenth. And people who are careful with it, they're praiseworthy. So when a person gives extra amount of Meiser, so then that's not good, because what we're going to say is that the remaining tevel is mixed up with those, what do you call it, with those fruits. But however, we say remaining fruits are still mutter to eat. Lachat esvav, hamafresh mixas meiser. let's say a person separates out like 5%, so to speak. Ain't a miser. So it's interesting. Not only is it not miser, but it's as if the person basically separated his bigger palm to two smaller ones. About Sarah, nonetheless, the hafrish mizeach chelet yotzei miser shalom. But he has to separate out from that that little amount that he separated. Meaning ketzan. Let's say he had 100 seah, hefreshem chamisha l'shem miser. He separated 5 seah out, which is not enough. He needs to separate out 10. He only did 5. Ain't a miser. It's not considered miser. He doesn't have to separate on that 5 sa'in, miser makam acher. But what does he have to do? Ela mafreshmen chatziseah. From that 5, he has to take out half a seah because that would be a 10th. She a miser shalahen. So we see we treat that separate pile as a separate entity and therefore a separate chiyuv of miser on them. That ends halacha of, excuse me, Perek Aleph. And Perek Beis, and continuing, it's a short Perek. The Rambam says as follows. Halacha, and we're going to get to what particularly Meiser applies to. Halacha Aleph, Ein chai lavish min Torah, l'gomer pirosa b'ochel la'atzma. So, midoraisa, you're only chai to separate a Meiser from those things where I completed all the agricultural work for the produce, and my intention was to eat from said produce. Aval l'gomron l'machron, but let's say I go through all the agricultural steps to sell the produce. Pater min haTorah v'chai midivrim. So pater min deraisa, but the Chazal came along and said, "You're chai midirabanan to do so." Shenemar aser taser v'achalta inu chai v'la gomer tvosa l'ofa. The only person who's chai is a person who brings about the completion of the agricultural steps for the purpose of eating. Alacha beis v'chein alokeach, someone who purchases produce. Pater min haTorah shenemar tvosa zarecha. So I'm pater from meiser if I purchase it. However, v'chai midivrim midirabanan chai. So I'm only chayav to do so after all the agricultural work was done by the seller. But they'll say all the work was done by the purchaser. Then he's chayav midoraisa because he's bringing about their completion. So let's say we see this by grapes, right? Let's say they are produce that cannot be eaten when they're very small, like these unripened grapes. So Meiser only comes as an obligation when these produce grow to the point where they are considered ocha. Right? From the produce of the ground when it actually becomes a pri. So to grains and legumes. That is the key line here. All this refers to what's called onos ha-maisros, the time, right, of Meiser, the time where Meiser now is chayav, which we're going to get to detail soon. Before fruits and grains hit this point, this period of time, I can actually eat them. I can eat them as much as I want, any way I want as well. Let's say this produce that I normally would eat when they're tiny, could go on a kishum and lafanos, like cucumbers and zucchini. Right? So because basically, I can eat them immediately and they're not set aside, rather to be gathered all together at the same time. We don't wait till they're done. They're right to eat from the beginning. So they're chayav meiser even at the time of they're very small. Because from the moment they started hitting that point of growth, they're considered within the ona, the time zone of meiser, and therefore chayav. So okay, so what is this thing? Well, ezohi onos ha-maisros. And this is a long halacha. We're going to fly through it pretty quickly because basically it's all these hyper-specific examples of different kinds of produce. So what are the onos ha-maisros? Well, it depends what we're talking about. Mishyagia peros lehazria b'litzmach hakolopi mashu upri. So basically the rule of thumb is that when the produce reaches a stage in its development where that it produces seeds that can therefore grow on their own, that's considered into fruits, that's considered onos ha-maisros. So ketzad, so here we go. Hata'inim mishyasu rachlem achu rin lachila. So when it comes to figs, it's when they become soft enough to be eaten. 24 hours after you collect them. Amibarios, you have these different kinds of grapes. When I see the seeds from the outside. So for pomegranates, it's when the plants go start going bad. Bena etzbos, when I hold them with my fingers. They're crushed really easily when I hold them in my hands. And the water comes out. So for dates, it's when they swell up like yeast. So when it comes to peaches, when certain red strands appear on them. When it comes to nuts, when the ochal is starting to come out from the shells. When it comes to sweet almonds, when the outer shell starts to become distinct. Hamarim, Peturin Le'olam, as we saw before, bitter almonds are patur from Meiser forever. And Sharkopa like Lipos, when it comes to all other types of shelled produce, gun, hot strobilin, valotz, vahabotnim, let's use peanuts as an example, Mishiasu Klipa Tachtona, Smuchalotha, when the lower shell next to the fruit starts forming. Hazayasim, when it comes to olive, Minyasu Shemin Echa, Mishdisham, Mashahin, Uyas, Ruyin, Lasos, Mishkishigru, Vizeshli Shalen, one third of its growth, which means they produce 1/9 the amount of oil they would produce when they are entirely in their ripe stage. Hatapuchim, Asrogim, when it comes to apples and Esrogim, Mishis Aglu, Mishin, Ruyin, Lachilik, Shem Tanim. It's when they become round, because they're roy to be eaten when they're small. Hatutva og mishadimus, let's say strawberries, when they become what do you call it, the red. Vechen kol shadarkal mahadim mishadimu. All things that when they become red, they're considered to be in ona maestros. Hachruven, carrots, mishayasu, nekudos, nekudos, choros. So with these types of carrots, when there's small little black dots that appear, vechen kol shadarkal mahashka mishinakdu. All things that when they become black, when they get these little black spots, that's ona maestros. Hagosim, back crostmullin. So these are considered pears and things like them when their hairs start to fall off. So to anything that turns white or light colored when the hairs fall off. Hatvua, when it comes to grains, mishatave shlish, when it comes to a third of its growth. So tiltan, we've seen that before. Mishatiez zara, royal tzvicha im nizra. So when it comes to the tiltan, the chilba, it's when its seed is fit to grow if it will be planted on its own. What do you call viyarek? When it comes to vegetables, akishun, madalun, ma'apatichin, ma'alafafanos, like for instance, cucumbers and zucchinis, for example, v'chenchol yotzeh v'hen chayim v'kodnan k'mosh v'yanru. They're chayiv as soon as they are very small. U'shar yarek, all other vegetables, she'ener roi la'achila, achiagdil, and all the vegetables are not roi to be eaten until they grow, and a chayiv achi roi la'achila. They're only chayiv when they become roi to be eaten. Eshkol, when it comes to a cluster of grapes, she'giyabo, afilo, grugger, yechidi, kulo chibra l'maisos, ki'ilu higiyo kulo. So when even one grape on the cluster has reached a stage where now it's chayv ameiser, the entire cluster is chayv ameiser. Lo osa eshkol b'levad, not only the cluster, ela kol ruach sheishba osa gefen sheishba eshkol. Not just the cluster itself, but even the entire side of the vine where the cluster grew. Chayin rimon, shegiyaba, afilu prida achas kulokiba. When it comes to pomegranates, even one seed of the pomegranates reaches that appropriate stage. All the pomegranates on that side of the tree are chayv in meiser. Okay, alachava. Lo yimkor adam peirosav mishabau laonos maestros mishinonem on a maestros. So once the produce reaches the stage of being onos maestros, it should never be sold to anyone who's not trustworthy on doing maeser. Vim bacho notalas v'choros, right? So if what it called, if a portion of the maeser ended up being ripe, he should take it and mutal yimkor shar shadam legil onos maestros. He could then he's mutal to sell that part and the rest. It does not reach the point of onus meisros. V'chein lo yimkor adam as gafasov as zogav. A person should not sell the dregs from the olives and the grapes. The mishenu neman al meisros lahotimen mashkin. If someone was not trusted, who would actually extract oil or wine from them? Shemashkin yotzim hem chayim meisros, because we know the liquids that come from the grapes and olives are chayim meiser. V'lo es tibno lulko menu tzvua, right, and so too I shouldn't sell straw. What do you call it, to harvest from grain, the Misha Inonemon, so it's not trustworthy, because grain that's harvested from straw is chayev in Meiser. Halacha Zayin. Shomer Yayin, so when it comes to the dregs of Yayin, of wine, Shinasanan Mayin, that I put water into it, Visananan, and then filter it out, Inasan Sholosh Matza Arba, if I put in 3 measures of water and I got 4 out total, Motzi Meiser Mizeh, Hayeser Mimakom Acher. So I have to separate meiser from this extra amount from some other source. But I can't mafish shuma from it, because when I mafish shuma, I have in mind for the whole thing. Matzah pachos merabah, but if I find less than 4 comes out, apish matzah yesh amidaso, even if it came out more than my initial measurement, the apish b'hem tam yayin, even if in this water there's still some flavor of yayin, it's still putter from meiser. And finally, lachachas, we'll stop here. Hamakdish peirosav k'shem v'chubarin. If someone is makdish his fruits for the base of mikdash when they're still attached to the ground, achilo bol onos meiser, until before they got to the time of meiser, upadan, and redeemed them. V'achar shepadan, after redeemed them, higiu, chayim meiser, and after he redeemed them, then it reached the stage of onos meisros, it's chayim meiser. Mibol onos meisros, him yana gizbar. Let's say when the produce hit the point of being onos meiser, they're in the hands of the temple, the base of mikdash accountant, v'achar chepadan, and then he redeemed them, turon, he's pater from meiser. Okay, we'll stop here and we will pick up Parak Gimel on Monday. Shavua Tov.